Exploring the Sleep Connection. Shortly after learning about EMDR, I was asked to speak about my work at the Sleep Laboratory, headed by Alan Hobson, at the Massachusetts Mental Health Center. Hobson, together with his teacher, Michel Jouvet, was famous for discovering where dreams are generated in the brain, and one of his research assistants, Robert Stickgold, was just then beginning to explore the function of dreams. I showed the group a videotape of a patient who had suffered from severe PTSD for 13 years after a terrible car accident and who, in only two sessions of EMDR, had transformed from a helpless, panicked victim into a confident, assertive woman. Bob was fascinated. A few weeks later, a friend of Stickgold's family became so depressed after the death of her cat that she had to be hospitalized. The attending psychiatrist concluded that the cat's death had triggered unresolved memories of the death of the woman's mother when she was 12, and he connected her with Roger Solomon, a well-known EMDR trainer, who treated her successfully. Afterward, she called Stickgold and said, "Bob, you have to study this. It's really strange. It has to do with your brain, not your mind." Soon afterward, an article appeared in the journal Dreaming, suggesting that EMDR was related to rapid eye movement, REM, sleep, the phase of sleep in which dreaming occurs. Research had already shown that sleep, and dream sleep in particular, plays a major role in mood regulation. As the article in Dreaming pointed out, the eyes move rapidly back and forth in REM sleep, just as they do in EMDR. Increasing our time in REM sleep reduces depression, while the less REM sleep we get, the more likely we are to become depressed. Of course, PTSD is notoriously associated with disturbed sleep, and self-medication with alcohol or drugs further disrupts REM sleep. During my time at the VA, my colleagues and I had found that the veterans with PTSD frequently woke themselves up soon after going into REM sleep, probably because they had activated a trauma fragment during a dream. Other researchers have also noticed this phenomenon, but thought that it was irrelevant to understanding PTSD. Today, we know that both deep sleep and REM sleep play important roles in how memories change over time. The sleeping brain reshapes memory by increasing the imprint of emotionally relevant information while helping irrelevant material fade away. In a series of elegant studies, Stickgold and his colleagues showed that the sleeping brain can even make sense out of information whose relevance is unclear while we are awake, and integrate it into the larger memory system.